Father, thank you for the time we have here together this morning. It's just the opportunity to live with you. Just give us a strong word that I want to serve you. Help us bless us this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Thou send lightning, that they may go and stand to thee, here we are. Who has the wisdom in inward parts? Or who has healing, understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can say the bottomless of heaven? When the dust grows into hardness, and the clouds cleave fast together, thou hunt the prey for the lion, and fill the appetite of the unwise. When they couch their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait, who provideth for the raven his food? When his young ones cry unto God, they wonder the lack of meat. It looks like to me by these questions that God's telling Job that he's in control of what's happening, not Job.
does not play funny at usually, or I just take up I'm going to get to this.
He that backbiteth not my God. I heard that.
I thought you just said verses on how.
I'll just do a random check here. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 2:17. Honor all men, love brotherhood, fear God.
1 Timothy 5. Verse 1, rebuke not elder, but entreat him as a father, and younger men.
I have the same one here. Do not speak harshly to an older man, but speak to him to his father, to younger men as brothers.
First Peter 5:5, likewise ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders, yea, all of you be subject unto one another, and keep close to the elders, for God be. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
Proverbs 3:1-4. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the temple of thy heart. Thus shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Leviticus 19:32. Thou shalt rise up before the holy head and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. Titus 2:6-8. Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is for the contrary part may be ashamed, having not no evil to say to others.
How would you apply that?
Working for somebody that's or just by yourself, even just always be thinking about how you should be acting so that you'll never fail, but that somebody that sees you can actually see that your life is a pattern of Jesus.
Ecclesiasticus 8:9. This force of the elders, for they also learn in their lives. And other than you learn understanding and answer of you.
When
the older men are speaking, just they listen to them. Give answers.
1 Timothy 5. Rebuke not elder of the freedom of the father and the younger men of brother.
My verse is not by the older men, but my son, Sirach 2:1-3. My son, as thou comest to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation. Cleave unto him, and depart not of no evil. Set the heart aright, and come to the endure. And make not haste in time of trouble. Cleave unto it and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased in thy last enemy.
Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty in the
Wisdom of Sirach 32:7-9. If you are young, don't speak unless you have to. If you are young, don't speak unless you have to. Never twice, and only first spoken to. Come to the point, say it all in a few words, showing that you are well informed, but stay quiet. Don't treat elders as if you are their equal, and don't ask them any questions becoming useless.
Ecclesiastes 7:14. Use not many words when the multitude of elders, and make not much shouting when you pray.
1 Peter 5:5. All of you be subject one to another and be closed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace unto the humble.
So we just practice Psalm 15 again. So we'll take a look for that.